Congratulations, you are the winner of the Amana Colonies golf package that we've been giving away all week. So, Cody, you are the last winner this week to be able to enjoy 18 holes of golf plus golf balls and cart on us here from KGYM and the Amana Colonies Golf Club. This weekend, I don't know, let me ask you this, Kyle, because I'm not a golfer. Are you a golfer?
I am not. I was actually just talking about this with Rick Swan earlier today. I have been to a driving range. I know how to properly swing, or at least I think it's proper.
Okay, so basically, I'm going to cut you off, but you're bad.
I'm bad. I'm real bad.
So us here at this table, and see, Todd always talks about how bad he is at golf. Nobody has seen me golf. I have to be the worst. I cannot imagine somebody worse at golf than I am.
I was just about to tell you, I've been to a driving range, but I've never stepped onto a golf course. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I have stepped onto a golf course. It wasn't very effective, but whatever the case is, I am really bad. Steve Kyler, thank you once again from Basketball Insiders for joining us in hour number one. He broke down everything from the finals. I tend to agree with him in this sense. He talked about Golden State Warriors. I asked him straight up, are the Golden State Warriors good for the NBA? In the meantime, the ratings have never been higher. So at least right now they're good for the NBA, are they not?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing with that is that pardon me. When it comes down to it, this Warriors team may be the greatest roster ever assembled, especially with their top four players right now. I think there's a lack of parity. There's a lack of competitiveness. But the Warriors are a good brand of basketball, and they're fun to watch. I'm not surprised the ratings are high.
I proposed this question about 2 weeks ago. And when Steve Kyler said that he thinks that there are three or four guys in this draft who might be future Hall of Famers, 10-year NBA players, I raised my eyebrows a little bit, because think about the last 5 years in the NBA. Maybe I'm springing this on you for the first time, Kyle, and I apologize if I am. But who in the last 5 years has been drafted, period, and has changed a franchise? And there are a few, but they are few and far between.
Yeah.
And you can look at Anthony Davis. You can look at Kawhi Leonard and BJ and Marion threw in Damian Lillard. Other than Giannis Antetokounmpo as well from Milwaukee, other than that, the draft has been such a crapshoot. So when you look at the Chicago Bulls, and I come back to them because Steve brought up the fact they're caught in the middle. We've talked about this for a long time, and Kyle, you're a Bulls fan. What would you want to see them do? Do you want to see them eventually tank and try to get a higher draft pick and completely rebuild and rid themselves of Jimmy Butler? What do you do at this point when you are so caught in the middle?
I wish that I would have been asked this question last year, because 1 year ago you were in a great position. You can tank, and Jimmy Butler's a good player. He's not good enough to single-handedly take you to the playoffs. You could have tanked and kept Jimmy Butler. Now you've got – see, what happened last summer is I don't think they ever knew that they were going to have a chance at Dwayne Wade. They feel like they have to sign him. Once you sign him, you feel like you have to try to win, and so – Now that they have Dwayne Wade on the roster, Rajon Rondo, they still have Butler, go ahead and try to win some games, because you've doomed yourself for the next 2 or 3 years.
Why did they feel like they had to sign Dwayne Wade? And I know that he was a guy that they coveted. He's a Chicago kid. It's a great story, but it was seemingly about 6 years too late.
Way too late. You look back, they were after him hard. That big summer, I believe 2010, when LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, Amari Stoudemire, they're all free agents. The Bulls are after D-Wade hard at that time. And then, you know, why do they feel compelled that they have to do it now? I think it really just comes down to the fact he is a Chicago guy. And you were talking about Garpax either yesterday or the day before that. They're trying to sell tickets. Garpax, they're just trying to sell tickets. They want to make money. Dwayne Wade in Chicago will put butts in the seats.
And he has done that. 319-366-1600 if you want to join the conversation. Jeff Downing, our producer back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, I've been telling you to come join the KGYM road trip here at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square development, $2 domestic pints, $2.50 domestic bottles. Abby's pouring drinks behind the bar, getting people hooked up with those drink specials now until 7 p.m. And we also, I didn't even bring this up, but we have our associate producer, Eric, who joins us. And he is going to be giving out prizes, raffling off prizes every half an hour. We have some great KGYM pint glasses. We have some KGYM hats, some $5 vouchers to Coach's Corner Sports Pub, and also Cedar Rapids Colonels vouchers to, I believe, any game this year. The NBA Finals. I want to hear your hottest of hot takes, not you, Kyle. 319-366-1600. When we opened the phone lines up, this would have been before Game 1. We got some beauties. I believe my favorite one was from a caller in Waterloo saying that he believes that the Warriors were going to beat the Cavaliers so badly that they will never play basketball again. Now, I look back on that and kind of laugh, but they've beaten them pretty badly this point other than Game 3. 319-366-1600. We're going to send it to the phone lines to our resident Canadian, Sonny, who wants to talk a little NBA. Sonny, how are you on this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing good. A Canadian in 95-degree weather can only do so good. But with regards to the NBA, I mean, you guys know that I picked Cleveland to win this thing. And now you're just hoping and praying that it's not a sweep. But when you're down 3-0, I mean, that's pretty demoralizing for any team. And I think the Warriors are the kind of team that will actually step on a person's throat and close it out. Because they, you know, when they have a chance to smell history like they did for 73, they went for it. And I think that they're probably going to do the same 16-0. And, you know, you said that it wasn't, it was a pretty big beating with the exception of Game 3. I think Game 3 still is a pretty big beating because everything went Cleveland's way. I mean, they took Cleveland's best punch and still closed it out at the end by, I don't know, 6 or something like that. Like, Cleveland had the game there, and everyone thought that this was actually going to be a series, and now they're down 3-0. So, I mean, that is as demoralizing a loss as there is. So I would count that as a pretty big win.
Sonny, thanks for the call. Real quickly, are the Pittsburgh Penguins going to finish this off in Nashville?
No, but they'll finish it off in Pittsburgh. I don't think that they end up winning it tonight. I think Nashville comes back in a big way, but I got Pittsburgh in 7.
Thank you, Sonny. And I sit here and see the way that game ended, Kyle. And LeBron James played 46 minutes in that game. And he was plus 7. They lose by 5. What can Cleveland? Nothing matters at this point. And you look and you say, yeah, they. It was at least a closer game. But as Sonny just said, is it more demoralizing than getting beat 25 by 25 points in Golden State, where you have the game in hand in Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland with the opportunity to make it a 2-1 series and the opportunity to tie it up if you win that next game at home? You still are kind of controlling your destiny in Cleveland. Is it more demoralizing than getting beat by 30 points on the road?
I would almost say yeah, because, you know, you're going to be down 3-0 is, you know, that's bad either way. It's about as bad as it can get. But, you know, if you keep getting blown out again, you say, oh, well, you know, we never got into rhythm, something like that. The Cavs threw their best punch the other night, best possible punch. I would be surprised if Kyrie and LeBron could do that again tonight, and they lost. They gave their best, and it wasn't good enough. And that's that cold, hard reality just has to be setting in right about now.
319-366-1600. We're going to head back to the phone lines. Kyle, 3530, is going to join us on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann and Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann. I don't know what to call it right now. Kyle, good afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I just call it the big show. That works.
The big show.
Anyway,
perfectly.
Not to get off the subject of the NBA, because I'm an NBA fan, and I've been, I don't know. I mean, I wish it would be more competitive, but, you know, seeing history is pretty cool, and you got to respect how great LeBron has been playing, and just the fact that the Warriors are so good, it just doesn't even matter. But that's not what I wanted to talk to you guys about. I'm just tuning in now, so I apologize if you guys have covered this already. But I hope you know you guys are trendsetters, because I happened to tune into a little bit of Mike and Mike this morning. What were they talking about, guys? They were talking about various coaches, not just in football, but they were talking coaches in all sorts of sports, and what actors would be the best suited to play these coaches, but, you know,
no,
mostly by appearance.
Oh.
And so I just wanted to let you guys know, and let you know TB know when he gets back. You guys are national trendsetters at this point. I didn't hear the start of the segment. I tuned into it about midway through, but they're having a real good time with it. They were taking you know, phone calls and texts, kind of like you guys did with different suggestions. So just let you guys know, setting the tone on a national scale. So congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, Kyle. Before we let you go, I know that I know you were joking yesterday on the text line, but would you like to share? Oh, okay. Well, we lost Kyle. I was going to ask him if he could share his best story about his best friend.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He didn't really enjoy.
He must have thought he had pretty good stories.
He didn't really enjoy. Should we have a full-time segment about just in the middle of the summer, just finding random football coaches and who would play them in movies? Is that part of the Wheel of Desperation? Should that be thrown in there the next time we spin the wheel?
I say definitely throw it on the wheel. And Kyle telling us that, I had to get to thinking, who would play Mike and Mike in a movie?
Oh, goodness.
Jeff Garland is identical to Mike Golick. And for Greeny, Steve Carell.
Okay, Steve Carell, I know. This is Honesty Hour, which is another segment that I have to pay $20
yeah.
every time I use.
I'm telling so, Tyler.
Honesty, oh, $40. Darn it.
Ooh.
Whenever someone brings up an actor, I don't know what it is about me. And people make fun of my lack of movie knowledge. People make fun of my lack of show knowledge. The fact is, I don't know actors by name. I know them by face. So when you guys throw out names of actors, I am sitting here typing away trying to figure out who the heck you're talking about. Is that weird?
I mean, no. If you don't watch a lot of TV and movies,
well,
no,
I do. See, this is the thing. Like, as soon as I look up who that person is, oh yeah, that person. Once again, 319-366-1600, and we're going to head to one of my favorite listeners. Oh, I'm not supposed to rank listeners. Cajun Troy joins us. She wants to talk about
you
LeBron James. Troy, take it away.
Rank me high. Hey, listen, I want to talk about the basketball. Okay, this is the thing. Kevin Durant is the best basketball player, my favorite basketball player, but not with the Golden State Warriors. So I just really can't, you know, because I'm not a Warriors fan. But LeBron knew before this final started that he could not beat this team. So, so all these people out here talking trash, but if Curry or Durant go down for the rest of the season tonight and can't play anymore, Cleveland is winning this thing. Cleveland winning it all. So they better hope and pray that Durant stays healthy or Curry stays healthy, because if one of those guys get out of there, yeah, because if they didn't have Durant, Cleveland would beat them again this year. That's why they didn't got Durant. You know, so, but, you know, they could do without Draymond and Clay, but if Durant or Curry, you know, go down, then Cleveland will beat them. But, you know, LeBron understands that. He does his best. And, you know, and I don't think he needs to hold his head down, because Cleveland knew they needed to go get Kevin Durant to beat Cleveland. So maybe they'll get Carmelo Anthony and a few other players, Cleveland next year, so they could beat Golden State. But it's over tonight, and we'll just and LeBron probably do his little thing where he won't shoot at all tonight, like he did when the first playoff in Cleveland, just to show people, you know what, I can't do it. So peace out. Have a good one.
Thank you, Troy. And also, I got your text on the Jerry Ask Investment Service text line asking if the bartender here, which is either Morgan or Abby, makes a good Manhattan. I guarantee you that they do. So if you want to stop in, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square Development, you can join the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. It's 520 on KGYM Radio, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann filling in. We're going to step aside for a quick break, and we'll be back with a Midwest One Big Board update after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Welcome back to Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann, Todd Brommelkamp with the afternoon off. 319-366-1600 if you want to join this NBA debate. We want to hear your best hot takes. Maybe it's about Game 4 tonight. Maybe it's about the offseason. I don't know, but we've had a few of them. Cage and Troy coming through in the clutch with the prediction that if either KD or Steph Curry get injured in this game tonight, that the Cavaliers will reel off four in a row and win their second NBA title in a row.
Yeah, that sets the bar, Cage and Troy. Thanks for that. I was really hoping to clarify because...
Well, if they lose both, then there's no question.
If they lost both, then sure, all bets are off.
Yeah, absolutely. I could see that.
I'm really not sure that they would even win tonight.
If they lose Steph Curry, I think that it would be a lot easier for the Warriors to get past that than it would be if they lost Kevin Durant. And that's what's amazing to me is that was a 73-win team last year, and Kevin Durant is now their best player.
Yeah.
That was a team that was loaded with all-stars, including an MVP, a two-time MVP in the NBA, and you add the best offensive player in the league, in the world right now. And I know LeBron James is the best overall player in the world, but you add the best offensive player in the world to that roster. 319-366-1600. Before we get to a big board update, Scott in Marion joins us on the KGYM road trip. Scott, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Well, guys, I just wanted to comment about the NBA in general. I just can't believe people are watching these games. I'm a basketball fan, ex-basketball player, ex-basketball coach. It's just bad basketball in general. And I don't know. I guess I just am surprised so many people are interested. I guess I'll hang up and let you guys listen now. But
Scott, one question: is it kind of the increase in 3-point shooting? What is it for that you don't like about it?
Well, I remember the game. I think it was game two. I watched that game, and I saw defensive mistakes in there that I wouldn't have allowed my eighth graders to make. And it makes me wonder: either A, they're not trying, or B, they don't know how to play basketball. And since B is probably unlikely, It just makes me really wonder whether it's sincere or not in general, quite honestly.
Thank you, Scott, for joining us on the program. Kyle, I think the point here with the Cleveland Cavaliers that Steve Kuyler made, that we made, and I think most of those defensive lapses that Scott is alluding to were the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
They have really struggled. I mean, there have been far too many open, just wide-open layups, wide-open dunks for the Golden State Warriors in this series. But it begs the question, is it impossible to defend the Warriors?
Damn near. If the way they spread the floor, they've got shooters at pretty much every position, especially when Draymond is playing center. And then to have, you know, 7-foot, probably best generational scorer on this side of Kobe. Yeah, there's almost no way to defend them. You have to have so many elite. You've got to have three elite perimeter defenders, and then another.
And nobody has that.
Yeah, exactly. There's almost nobody who has even that. And then on top of that, you have to have another one who's 6'9", 6'10", and can defend on the wing and in the post.
Cajun Troy agrees. It's because the Warriors move the ball so well. And that's why I say that the recipe for beating this team is not to play kind of the one-on-one traditional pick-and-roll style that the NBA has become all about, which is what we're seeing from the Cleveland Cavaliers. And you got to spread them out and move the ball like the San Antonio Spurs did. It's 525 on the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The search is over in Columbus as reports started emerging this morning that Ohio State will hire Butler head coach Chris Holtmann as the replacement for Thad Matta. The week-long process saw the Buckeyes get the cold shoulder from a couple of bigger names, but with Holtmann they land the reigning Big East Coach of the Year, who'd led Butler to three straight NCAA tournaments, including a Sweet 16 this past season. His contract is rumored to be for 8 years and roughly $3 million per year. The Colonels dropped the final game and the series to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, 4-1, but return home tonight to begin a four-game series with the Burlington Bees. It'll be Clark Beaker on the mound for the Colonels, going against the Bees and Drew Vincent. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night at the ballpark, with first pitch set for 6:35. Iowa hurdler Aaron Mallett will compete in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships today in Oregon and has a real chance at winning a national title in the 110-meter hurdles. He would be Iowa's first national champion in a running event since Deacon Jones in 1957. The Iowa City West girls soccer team avoided an upset yesterday and will face Ames this evening in the semifinals of the 3A state soccer tournament. The winner will face Des Moines Valley or Ankeny Centennial. Tonight on KGYM, you can catch Game 4 of the NBA Finals on all three KGYM frequencies immediately after our show, and the Minnesota Twins taking on the San Francisco Giants beginning at 8:30 on 107.5 The North, Jim.
So we're going to head to the NBA Finals. We're going to head to Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland right after our show this evening. I believe the tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m., so we'll have pregame show leading up on the ESPN network on 1600 and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. And then at 8:30, the Twins are on the West Coast taking on the San Francisco Giants. 527, we are going to get you to a bottom of the hour sports center momentarily. We're going to bring on Jack Dom for his weekly segment, Touching All Bases. We're going to talk a smorgasbord of different topics when it comes to the world of baseball. We'll wrap up the Iowa baseball season. We'll talk a little bit of Chicago Cubs. The St. Louis Cardinals, though.
Moves today.
They've made some moves today, including firing their third base coach. Reassigning their third base coach. And I don't think that that's going to make a huge difference. But one move that they did make is they designated Johnny Peralta for assignment.
Getting rid of Peralta is a big move. He was kind of becoming more and more of an odd man out in that lineup. Jed Jerko, in particular, forced their hand there. But Alex, I know you're interested in the Peralta move, but for me, the coaching moves actually are very interesting, and I feel like they actually reinforce something that you said earlier this week.
I talked about the fact that I think if, for the St. Louis Cardinals, that the management and upper management, general manager John Mozeliak possibly, and then definitely Mike Matheny, their expiration date has come and gone. And the reason I brought this up, and I'll ask Jack about this again, is something that he told me. When a team struggles so mightily at the fundamentals, running the bases, fielding a baseball, communication as to who covers the bag and who fields them. I mean, you see these sixth grade mistakes that the Cardinals make over and over and over again. They've done it the last 2 years. It becomes a trend. And who is responsible for that? A lot of times it is the manager. But I like you brought up, I think that Bill DeWitt Jr., who is the owner of the Cardinals, loves Mike Matheny. And I just don't think that a change is going to be made. My question for you as the Cubs fan, Kyle, the Cubs right now have lost three in a row.
Yeesh.
Does the rest of this division make you feel a lot better about the way the Cubs, maybe not the way the Cubs have played, but the outlook for 2017 despite the start?
Well, your distinction there is important, because does it make me feel better about the outlook for this season? Can they make it to the playoffs? Sure, a weak division makes me feel better about that. But watching the team on the field and seeing the way that they have performed so far this year, I'm I won't say I'm very worried, but they have real concerns there. It's in the pitching rotation. Their first inning ERA right now is in the neighborhood of 7. An ERA of 7 in the first inning. And that needs to be addressed, has needed to be addressed for over a month now and hasn't. And that's just one issue that I have right now.
What's the biggest difference from last year's team to this year's team?
Honestly, I would say the pitching. And it starts with that starting pitching. The Cubs last year had 3 Cy Young candidates. Two aces in Arrieta and Lester, and they lived up to the billing. Hendricks was a surprise. That's great. But then you just start to look at you start to realize that all the pieces fell into place for the Cubs last year. Hendricks being as good as he was, Jason Hamill being as good as he turned out to be, John Lackey, in a way, turned out to be your fourth or fifth starter.
And John Lackey had a much better season last year than he has to start this year, and he's been a guy that's giving up a lot of first-inning runs, or at least was early on in the season. We are going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour SportsCenter update, and after the break, we are going to have Jack Dom on the phone live in Chicago for Touching All Baseball Bases. More on the way after this.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun. Today through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bags tourney, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at stludmilla.org. Come to the Kolach Festival today through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue, just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight in Cleveland. The Warriors going for a 16-0 postseason. It's never been done. Our coverage of Game 4 starts at 8 Eastern here on ESPN Radio, 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Chris Holtmann is the new head basketball coach at Ohio State. He leaves Butler after 3 successful seasons with the Bulldogs. Baseball today, the Rockies win their 6th in a row, beating the Cubs at Wrigley 5-3. 2-run homers for Ryan Hannigan and Charlie Blackman. It's supposed to be a big day today for Browns safety Tyvis Powell. He grew up in the Cleveland suburbs, and tonight he's throwing out the first pitch at the Indians game. But just a few hours ago, the Browns cut Powell. He'll still take the mound for that first pitch. The 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo is adding more events, including 3-on-3 basketball and BMX freestyle cycling. IOC President Thomas Bach says the games will be more youthful, more urban, and will include more women. Rafa Nadal and Stan Wawrinka advance at the French.
Gentlemen, raise your game at JCPenney with 50% off suit separates and dress shirts designed by Michael Strahan. And get up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
AutoZone presents The Oil Change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What if there was a toy store for dads? It would be called the Home Depot, where this Father's Day you can get him a new Weber Genesis 2 gas grill. Choose from 2 to 6 burners, multiple colors, and great prices starting at only $499. When it comes to great grilling, every dad deserves Weber. Doesn't yours? Be dad's number one fan with a new grill from America's number one Weber retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
For a great shave at a great price, make the smarter choice. Join Dollar Shave Club. Use their executive razor with their Dr. Carver shave butter for a smooth, precise shave. And for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the executive razor with a tube of Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And you can only get this offer at dollarshaveclub.com/Jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jones.
Welcome back to Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. We'll be talking to Jack Dom here in just a second for Touching All Bases. We can get hooked up with him on the phone. 5:35 on KGYM. We've talked to Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders. That was in the 4 o'clock hour. And then we'll chat with Jack Dom, and then we'll hear from Bill Rabinowitz of the Columbus Dispatch at 6:35. Jack will join us now on the phone from Chicago. Jack, how are you on this Friday afternoon?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in there, and we haven't been able to chat with you since the finale or the finish of that Houston Regional. I just want to ask you straight up, how do you assess Iowa's performance in that Houston Regional?
You know what? You might say that they're 1-2, but the state of Iowa and all Hawkeye fans should be proud of the way that team battled. They never gave up. It's an incredibly fun team to watch because you know they're never out of a game. And they had a lot of people step up and play very well. And, you know, some of those games were late, and I'm getting old, so I have my son Casey, who was home from college, wake me up if I fell asleep every time Jake Adams came up. And, you know, that guy is something special. I have never seen a player with that kind of impact in a game. You know, he came up big at big times, especially in the regional. And, you know, the pitching staff did great. Scott Brinkman, I think, you know, everyone gives Rick a ton of credit for what they've done, and he deserves it. But that coaching staff is his assistants, and Rick will be the first one to tell you that. Scott Brinkman, with a pitching staff that was decimated by injuries, did a tremendous job. Marty Sutherland, Sean Moore, hats off to them. You know, here's one thing that I'd like to say, you know, formerly being at the University of Iowa, you know, it's time for them to step up and build a stadium because Rick's got something special going on there. You need to back Rick the best you can. And, you know, that stadium is really the next step for that program to really elevate itself, very similar to what Indiana did, all the Big Ten institutions. And so let's, you know, we need to get that done. You know, where, you know, Rick is doing a great job, that coaching staff, the players. A stadium is really the next step for that program. Secure Rick, keep Rick here as long as you can. Because he's a hot name out there in college baseball right now with everything he's done, but let's get that stadium in the works so that the Rick will stay here a long time.
You bring up that stadium, and Rick actually talked to us about what he wants next for this program, and he mentioned going into the Big Ten tournament not having to win it, knowing that you're going to a regional anyway. How much would building a stadium kind of approach and make that a reality?
Well, it would be a huge one. You know, they were getting close, what was it, 2 years ago where they almost could have hosted a regional. But what they had to do 2 years ago in order to host was absolutely have the high RPI be the 1 or 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament because they don't have the big-time stadium. You know, if you finish third in the Big Ten, you could still host a regional if you have a brand-new quality facility. Then you can host, and that's a huge, huge advantage. So that is a reality. What Rick's doing right now at the University of Iowa really reminds me of what Dave Van Horn did at Nebraska. He took a program that was kind of just leveled out, not having a ton of success. They'd have a good season. You know, we had a couple good seasons when I was there, but we weren't able to maintain anything. With some of it was the rules of the Big Ten, how college baseball was set up. But Rick's doing a great job, and he's doing something where he's got a chance to have a special, special program, and I think that stadium is a big part of it.
Where does Jake
Adams to the next level?
Where does Jake Adams' season rank among players in Iowa baseball history?
Number one, probably. You know what he did? He elevated the program. He elevated everybody around him, and you can talk about his numbers. You know, the number. He's the all-time home runs leader, the most home runs in a season for Big Ten baseball. Now, understand, they used to play a lot more games, too. That's one of the things people don't realize is they used to play a lot more games. There used to be the minus five bat, which was a lighter bat, more like a trampoline effect. They've really toned down the bat, and there's still nobody in the history of the Big Ten to hit that many home runs or at the University of Iowa. So he it's probably the best season by any player in the history of Iowa. I can't think of anybody that had a more complete year and at the same time elevated everybody else around him. If you talk to Rick, Rick's going to talk about how coachable he is. He wasn't about hitting home runs. He's the same guy that if there's a guy at second, he's going to try to hit the ball the other way to move a runner. Very unselfish player. And the fun part was is watching in the dugout during the regionals, during the conference tournament. I didn't get a chance to watch a lot of games during the season, of course, because we were playing. But he's one of the most unselfish guys, and his teammates gravitate to him, and he gravitates to them. You know, that's a compliment to his parents. That's a compliment to his coaches when he was coming up, and just a very unselfish kid. And put up, it's got to be, if not the best season by anyone at the University of Iowa, it's definitely a top five season. I can't think of any that would be better, though.
I want to circle back around to your point about the Iowa pitching staff in that regional, and a lot was made about how North and South teams, what separates them, and one thing that was brought up was the pitching staff, and even Rick himself brought up the fact when they're going up against Texas A&M and Houston, those teams have more raw arms than they do. What was the key for Iowa's pitching staff to hang in there and battle throughout that regional?
Well, and that's where I give Scott Brinkman a lot of credit. Pitchability, knowing how to pitch. More the Kyle Hendricks, Greg Maddux approach compared to the power arm. We're gonna blow you away. You know, Texas A&M brought a guy out of the bullpen that was throwing 96 miles per hour. You know, up north you don't have very many kids like that. You know, you had Blake Hickman a couple years ago. You had Birdie at Louisville, but there's just not a lot of those kids up north because they haven't played as much baseball. But they do a great job of teaching kids how to pitch. You know, Iowa pitches backwards at times, commanding their secondary stuff, working in and out. So I give a ton of credit to Scott Brinkman. He does a tremendous job, and they teach their guys how to pitch. And you don't have to have a power arm to be successful, but the harder you throw, you can get away with mistakes. And, you know, they have some. They're slowly but surely starting to get more power arm. I think that'll be a big emphasis. You know, that's a big emphasis all around the country. I think too much of an emphasis. But what you're going to see is as they continue to have success, that's where the facilities, the new stadium is very important so that you bring those elite pitchers in. You know, those guys in the Midwest that are the power arms, don't let them go down south, but make Iowa be a destination place for them. Instead of going down south. You know, I was fortunate. My last year we had Birdie and Blake Hickman. Unfortunately, Birdie ended up going to Louisville. But I think that's really a big step, I think, that they're going to look at because when a kid's throwing 94, 95, you can get away with a lot more mistakes than when you're throwing 88, 89.
Jack, the Major League Baseball first-year players draft gets underway on Monday. What is this time of year like for college baseball coaches?
You know, it's a very nervous time, not only for the players in the program, but probably even more for the players, the high school kids or the junior college transfers that you've signed because you're not around those kids every day. At least for Jake Adams and Nick Gallagher, you've been around them every day and you got a pulse for what they're thinking about and those guys ask for input. You have a little better feel, plus the pro scouts are coming to watch, you know, Jake Adams or Gallagher. So you can kind of, as a coach, believe it or not, you're still looking up in the stands a little bit every time Nick Gallagher's on the mound or every time that you're playing. What scouts are there a little more than everybody else? Because that gives you an idea. If you see a lot of scouts at the midweek game, they're not coming to watch anybody else but Jake Adams. So it's a very, very nerve-wracking time. But as you start to go out and sign those bigger recruits, the high-profile recruits, those are the ones that you're scared about because they'll tell us what we want to hear as a coach. Coach, I'm not going to sign unless I'm in the top 10 rounds. And then all of a sudden the kid goes in the 15th, 16th, 17th round and they sign a pro contract. And that's a guy that you've been really waiting for. So it's a very nerve-wracking time. The good thing is they changed the signing date for there's a date. I don't remember the date off the top of my head. It's in the middle of July that they've got to sign the pro contract by. It used to be where kids, if they didn't go to their first day of college or they skip class, they could still sign a pro contract. So, quick story, Scott Stachowiak was the came to us at Creighton University as my first-year coach, and Jim Hendry said, hey, you got to walk Scott Stachowiak to class because I want to make sure he goes. And that way, once he steps into class, he cannot sign a pro contract. That was the old rule. I lost a couple kids while I was at Creighton in Iowa who actually skipped school the first couple days and signed a pro contract. That has changed, thank goodness. But it's a scary time because you think you have a great recruiting class and that could all change in a hurry. You just don't know what the families are saying to these pro scouts. And they might tell us that, hey, they want to go to the top 10 rounds, but they'll tell someone else that they'll sign for $150,000 or $200,000. And a great player will be gone. Now, sometimes it can benefit you, too. Sometimes the best recruits you get are the ones that never show up. Last year, Rick lost a pitcher he thought he was going to have. That money opened up. It allowed him to sign Jake Adams. So, you know, sometimes you lose, but this season would have been a little different this year for the University of Iowa. If that recruit, I can't remember the name of the recruit, he was an Iowa pitcher from the state of Iowa that signed a pro contract that opened up money for Iowa to sign Jake Adams.
Jack, I'd like to shift our focus a little bit to Major League Baseball. We'll start with the Cubs. They just lost their third game in a row today, but that obviously has not been the biggest story over the last few days. Talking about Addison Russell, Jack, how would you advise the Cubs to handle that situation here in the early going?
You know what I think they've done? I'm in Chicago, as I mentioned. I've been spending a lot of time here with my dad being sick, but I think they've handled it very, very well. You know, it's one of those you can't say much. I think as we know at the University of Iowa, sometimes if you come out and try to back the player too much and you don't think about the, you know, the sexual assault is a terrible deal where you've got to support the person coming out with the claim. You know, so I think the Cubs did a very good job. They sent Addison Russell home yesterday. However, you can't do that very long because the Players Union, Players Association will come back and get you because he's innocent until proven guilty. So it's a very touchy situation. There's nowhere in this world, in baseball, anything for sexual assault, any type of assault to females or anybody else. So I think the Cubs have handled it very well. It sounds like Addison Russell was at the stadium today. I don't know if he ended up playing in the game. I was out watching a high school game. But I think the Cubs have handled it well. I think they've handled it well publicly. I think it's definitely, if you watched them play last night, they were definitely flat. And I think it affected the team. One of the goals as an organization, as a team, is you want to avoid distractions. This is something that's going to linger for a while. They were starting to get on a little bit of a roll. And now all everybody wants to talk about is Addison Russell and what happened. So it is a big distraction. I think that's affected them the last couple of days. Hopefully they can, you know, deal with it. Whatever happens, and then be able to move on. But those are very serious allegations, and I think the Cubs will handle it very well. If you listen to what Theo says, Ed Hoyer, and even the players, you know, they talk about how he's a brother. Part of their team, they love him, but they don't know what's going on when he's away from the baseball field. And in no way does anyone want to make it sound like it's not a very serious allegation.
Jack, want to shift gears to the St. Louis Cardinals, and I asked you about this team and their kind of lack of fundamentals and their inability to run the bases and field and all of that. And then today, Chris Maloney, their third base coach, gets fired. They designated Johnny Peralta for assignment, but is firing the third base coach a sign of desperation, or is that an acknowledgement that something is going wrong in the coaching staff?
I think it's both, to be honest with you. You know, that's a sign that if you're Mike Matheny, that's not a good sign for you, because the first thing they're going to do is get rid of a couple of assistant coaches, and the next person will be the manager. So I think that's not a good sign for Mike Matheny. You know, how much of a difference can a third base coach make? I mean, you know, they're making base running mistakes. You know, what they're doing, though, they brought a couple of people that have been in the organization for a while from the minor league people. When you thought of the St. Louis Cardinals, you talked about the Cardinal way. And they've gotten away from that. They're not a fundamentally sound team. They make the base running mistakes. You know, there was years where they weren't a great hitting team, but they had clutch hitting. They played defense. They did the little things, and that's not what they're doing right now. And, you know, really, I think Alex, you texted me and said, whose fault is that? You know, if it happens for half a year or 1 year, you know, sometimes they get away from it and you blame the players. But if it's something that consistently happens, ultimately that comes down to the coaching staff and to the manager. And they're just not as fundamentally sound as they always have been. They weren't always the best, the most talented team in baseball, but they're always one of the best baseball teams. And you know what? They're not the best baseball team now because they don't quite have the fundamentals. And I think it is desperate. They're trying to clean up the defense, trying to clean up the base running, and trying to get back to the Cardinal way. And now, guess what? Jose Oquendo, who's been a part of that organization for a long time, you know what? I think he's had some falling out with Matheny. Didn't want to be in the big league with them. If there is a change, you got Jose Oquendo still in the organization, a guy that knows the Cardinal way. There's a good chance that would be the guy that would come up and possibly take over the team.
Mount Mercy head baseball coach Jack Dom for Touching All Bases. Jack, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, I hope you survive without Todd. So you're probably having a little more fun right now. But
well, I don't know about that. Thanks, Jack. So what we're going to do is we're going to step aside for a break, and we'll be back with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update after this break. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay.
Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are ya? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to DePaco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
At TCB Pool Hall in Iowa City, there won't be any jerks hanging over your shoulder screwing up your shot because they rent their full-size pool tables by the hour. And they got 10 of them, so that table's yours. Sunday and Mondays come in and play free. Yes, I said free. General jocularity prevails. There's always interesting drinks, specials, darts, video games, and a full-size shuffleboard table, which, as we know, is the world's best drinking game. Play pool, drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo's Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that'll be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, that the good times roll. 5:54 on the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. We are at Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in Iowa City in the Walden Square development. Time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Kyle, take it away.
The search is over in Columbus as reports started emerging this morning that Ohio State will hire Butler head coach Chris Holtmann as the replacement for Thad Matta. The week-long process saw the Buckeyes get the cold shoulder from a couple of bigger names, but with Holtmann they land the reigning Big East Coach of the Year, who'd led Butler to three straight NCAA tournaments, including a Sweet 16 this past season. His contract is rumored to be for 8 years and roughly $3 million per year. The Colonels dropped the final game and the series to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, 4-1, but return home tonight to begin a four-game series with the Burlington Bees. It'll be Clark Beaker on the mound for the Colonels going against the Bees' Andrew Vincent. It's a Z102.9 Mug Club night at the ballpark with first pitch set for 6:35. Iowa hurdler Aaron Mallett will compete in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships today in Oregon and has a real chance at winning a national title in the 110-meter hurdles. He would be Iowa's first national champion in a running event since Deacon Jones in 1957. The Iowa City West girls soccer team avoided an upset yesterday and will see Ames this evening in the semifinals of the 3A state soccer tournament. That game's actually started now. They're tied at zero, and the winner will face Des Moines Valley or Ankeny Centennial. Tonight on KGYM, you can catch Game 4 of the NBA Finals on all three KGYM frequencies immediately after our show.
Now, Kyle, you've participated in Woodja. What have you not participated in?
The big one.
Is this the big one?
You don't believe it.
I know you listened to formerly the APC, and then you listened to a little bit of the beginnings of the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Is this your favorite segment? Or is this not necessarily your favorite segment, but is Love It or Leave It, which we're going to get to in about, 5 minutes, the one you would want to participate in the most?
Yeah, Love It or Leave It, it produces really good dialogue, I feel like. Woodja, can be kind of hit or miss every now and then.
Are you saying that Woodja is not the segment that's sweeping the nation? Are you calling us liars?
I didn't say that.
Oh, in fact, no, okay.
Is it not sweeping the nation? At least a little bit.
Oh, well, it's definitely sweeping the nation in places, like you said, southeast in Tennessee, Knoxville. It is down there. But we are going to have Ricky Stanzi, at least the voice of Ricky Stanzi, and then Lambo lead us in to Love It or Leave It in just about 5 minutes. Thank you to once again to Steve Kyler in hour number one, then Jack Dom in hour number two, who joined us for Touching All Bases. And we are going to step aside for a bottom of the hour Sports Center update. We are at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. More of the KGYM road trip after this break.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of